Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Ron Rothstein, FanDuel Sports Network with the Miami Heat, former head coach, longtime assistant, and always nice enough to come on with us. Ron, good morning, man. How you doing? Ron, how you holding up?
I'm great, Joe. How you doing? You good?
Yeah, I'm doing. I'm doing good. I got good stuff and bad stuff going on, Ron. But it's mostly good. I just went through. I didn't even know how to act with this Jimmy Butler stuff over the last 3 or 4 weeks because we never see this in that organization. If there's any drama, the culture just wipes it out, man. We never hear about it. As you're sitting at the top, kind of watching this thing, I'm just curious what your thoughts were and how this thing was going to end, if you could share that with us.
Well, it was disappointing for everybody involved. I don't think anybody really wants to have to go through that kind of situation. But stuff happens.
Yeah,
it's not new. It's been going on forever. Okay? Go back to the early 70s, when the first guy that, said, hey, I don't want to play in this city, it's Abdul-Jabbar in Milwaukee. They traded him to LA. Can you imagine that? You had Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who had won the championship.
Yeah.
And you traded him to, so, listen, there's history.
Right.
This thing. And it's part of the business.
Yeah.
Okay? It goes on, but now it's over. Okay, they're happy. He's happy. Move forward. Go on.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, I'm with you, Ron. And I was thinking of Spo. He probably just said, as much as anybody in the organization, I just want to get this over, get our guys Andrew Wiggins and Devion Mitchell and Kyle Anderson and get my guys back and let's see what the hell we can do and moving forward. And I want to ask you, what'd you think? I know those guys just literally got introduced and two of them were in the starting lineup last night, so not really a fair indication of how good they're going to be for just finding out how to get to the arena and end up playing as much as the three guys did last night. What'd you think?
I thought they played well. They didn't shoot well. And I thought you saw what Davion Mitchell can do in terms of being a point guard, delivering the ball to the people. He made some really timely passes. He pushed the ball up the floor. He defended well. He's a really good on-ball defender. I thought Wiggins, look, Mitchell was 2-for-8. He was 0-for-4 from 4. He's a 36% three-point shooter. Okay, he's going to do better. Mitchell Wiggins shoots around the, high 30s from 3. Last night, he was 3-for-12 from the 4. And I'm telling you, Joe, he had 3 shots. Two threes and 1-2. Go in and out.
Yeah.
Kyle Anderson, You know, his nickname is Slow-Mo. You watch him play, he's really a unique kind of player. He's great at deceleration. Not acceleration.
Right.
Deceleration. And he, but he's smart. He made some really smart reads last night. I haven't seen any of our guys do. He was 0 for 5, and every one of his shots hit the rim, bounced around. He's going to make those shots. I think those three guys are going to be really, really important contributors as we go forward.
How long will it take?
This is really tough. You know, one more thing, Joe.
Yeah, yeah.
When I always liked, and I think most coaches, if you're going to make a change in your lineup, you're going to bring new people, you'd rather do it on the road. There's less pressure.
Yeah, that's interesting. So I did want to ask you, going forward for Spo to try to figure out a rotation of not just the starting five, and I'm guessing Andrew Wiggins will be in the starting five, but for everything else, I'm just curious for you, how hard will it be for Spo to figure out that rotation with what he already has and the development of some of the first-round picks has been fantastic, including your center, but to kind of fit this thing together, how long will it take him to get that figured out, or you think he's already there?
No, I think what you saw last night, that starting lineup, Alex Burke will not be in the starting lineup. Tyler Hero will be.
Right.
And one of the big things in this trade is we can get Tyler off the ball and play the two guard, which is his more natural position. And he doesn't have to do everything. We have a ball handler, a guy who can deliver. You know, the guy we really miss, who was playing terrific and was emerging as a really good young player, Drew Smith, would have been our point guard. So Tyler's carrying a heavy, heavy load. If you look at his numbers in the last four or five games, he's shooting like 20-25%. I think he's exhausted.
Yeah.
He's just doing too much. Well, now we got somebody who can handle and direct the team and get us into offense. I think that's gonna be big. So you're gonna see Mitchell, Tyler, Biggins, Sam, Burrell. I think that's a really solid starting lineup. Off the bench, you're going to see Nico, okay? You're going to see Duncan Robinson, Terry Rozier, and the fourth guy, because Spo likes to go with nine. The fourth guy will probably be Hyman. And when those four guys are in, one starter's always in with them.
Yeah.
And it'll probably either be Bam or Kalel, or if he wants to go small, he can keep Wiggins.
Well,
that'll be your basic nine, I think. And then you know what? They have to. Everybody's got to earn their spot because we got to have the guys behind them that can play. So we'll see.
Yeah, you know it's always makes you feel good in an organization knowing your first round picks develop. And boy, it's got to be good. There's been a lot of nights where four of those guys are first round picks that the Heat drafted. They're playing at a high level, including Jovic, and how much he's improved coming off the bench. It's just it's great to see, huh?
Yeah, and it's a continued work in progress. We are now the kind of team that we've really never been before. We're pretty young, and usually we have more veterans, and we have usually an older star. But that's not who we are now. We have a young team, so you're going to see some ups and downs. But you know what? It wouldn't surprise me. We got to go next games at Oklahoma City. You know, played Boston last night. We just came off spanking the Knicks in New York, and the Knicks are playing great. So Boston and OKC, two of the best teams in the NBA. One home, one away. And then we go to Dallas. Now, Dallas is banged up. They're missing a ton of big guys. And then comes the All-Star break.
Right.
But it wouldn't surprise me to see it take this couple of weeks before things start to feel normal, natural. It could happen sooner.
Yeah.
It could take longer. But I wouldn't be surprised if by mid-March we're ready for a serious last month closing spurt.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen before. And, but you never know.
So, So I got, Ron, I got to ask you this. We saw a trade that I think everybody had thought, looked twice and went, come on, somebody's pulling a prank here. There's no way. Doncic and the Anthony Davis trade. You've seen it all through the years. You just talked about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. What'd you think of that one? Where's that rank for you?
I'm not going to say I was shocked. I will say I was a bit surprised. But I've heard that the rumors about Luka and his lack of commitment to conditioning and being pretty headstrong, wanting to do what he wants to do when he wants to do it. And basically, look, it comes down to this. It's pretty much the same thing with Jimmy. The player, like Luka, is going to be a free agent, and he's eligible for the Supermax. So they had to make the decision, knowing what they know about him. Okay? Is this the guy we want to pay $350 million to over the next 5 years? And is he good enough at that price to take us to a championship? And obviously, they made a decision that he wasn't.
Boy, they're getting...
Now, you can... People, yeah, I know, they're getting peppered, they're getting killed, they're getting smacked.
Right, right.
You know, there's all kinds. And then there's the rumor about the owners wanting that casino gambling, because that's their business, and they want to move it. They want to move to Vegas and not stay in Dallas, put an expansion team in Dallas. There's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, you have to make a decision as an organization, is that guy worth that much money to your team? And if he's not, how can we do better? And that's where the boils down. And if you go back and look, everybody talks about Luka carried that team to the NBA finals. And I'm not going to say he wasn't a big, big part of it.
I hope not.
But I'm not going to say, I'm not going to be one that says he carried that. That was a really good team. Great team effort. But if you watched him defensively in the finals, I'll simply say this, Joe. There has never been an NBA championship team whose five guys are not committed to both ends of the court.
Right.
Simple as that. And they live with it every day. So they made a decision. They're going to have to know.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, right away, Anthony Davis, they got five boots down in Dallas.
Yeah.
You know, how does that happen?
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
Well, I got to tell you, it will be interesting because, as you know, the fan base is a little salty in Dallas these days for sure. Hey, Ron, it's great having you, man. I appreciate you coming on, spending a little bit of time. I think we got to do this a little more often now that things are back to normal in the house. Mom and Dad are getting along again, so we can start talking. It's good.
All right,
Ron.
Always good to talk to you, Joe. Take care.
Thank you, brother. Ron Rothstein, FanDuel Sports Network, former Miami Heat coach as well. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here, but before we go to break, I got to tell you about Beverly's Jewelers, man. Valentine's Day this Friday, February 14th. Holy crap, I have not done anything for my wife yet. Oh my gosh, Jeff and Amanda, I can always trust. Boy, I've known Jeff for a long, long time. Talking about father and daughter, and boy, you know, Valentine's Day is a time of engagement for a lot of people. Well, guess what? We got great news. They put together something for everybody out there who wants to pop the big question. You want to get the perfect carat and, you know, all the things, the perfect ring, man. Get a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity, e-color, set and custom-made 14-carat gold engagement ring for just $3,999. How about that? Choose from all the shapes and larger sizes available at similar savings, but hurry. This deal is about ready to end. It's a limited time only, so hurry in. Plus, gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's is paying top dollar for your gold, silver, diamonds, and everything else, man. For immediate payment, Beverly's has unbeatable selection right now of diamond studs, tennis bracelets, and jewelry. Everything you need for Valentine's Day. Everything you need. You can get right now at Beverly's Jewelers. So don't mess up Valentine's Day. It's a few days away. I trust Beverly's Jewelers, and you can too. Visit their Fort Lauderdale showroom on Commercial Boulevard or shop online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, welcome back. And I want to thank Ron Rothstein for joining us for a few minutes. Talk about the Miami Heat, who got to get some things cleaned up here by the end of the after the All-Star break. We'll get into that. We got all week for that. But this kind of special for me, man. I got Ryan and KC Sense, the owners of Funky Buddha, with me this morning. And we have history together. Unlike others here, and I know you like those guys in the afternoon. I do too. But our story is very funny, man. Yeah. We still have a good laugh.
In some way, we go back.
It is hilarious that
none of Hawk's family's ever babysat me. So, yeah.
Hell, I'm still here to tell the story. It's hilarious. So the first night I told them we're at a function, I tell my two sister-in-laws and my wife, and they were my wife's sisters. I said, "Hey, guys, you used to babysit, are doing pretty well." And they go, "What are you talking about?" And I said, "The owners of Funky Boo." They go, "Oh, my God, we like that place." And I said, "Yeah." And they go, "Oh, my God." And then my mother-in-law knew, though, she remembered your family. And look at you two now, man. You guys got this thing rolling, and we got big events going on. And we're sitting there talking because you guys like the biggest Dolphin fans in the world with you live and die with this thing.
Yeah, for quite some time. I think since we've been babysat. So.
Yeah. I used to just wear a Dolphins hat. That's the only thing when I was being babysat.
Hey, so you guys got Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival this Saturday from 12 to 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. And more beers on the way.
50 beers on tap that day. Live music all day. There's no cover. Food, not only some food trucks that are coming in, some specialty pizza, but we do our own. It's a fun day.
That's great, man. And so I told you, we're trying to get the family rallied around that. And I got, before I forget too, you guys, your support of the DCC has been great. I know my daughter just told me you guys picked it up again. So thank you guys
much. I'm happy to be a part of that.
Yeah, we're happy to be back with that one.
That's great, man. You guys always, somebody needs you. You guys show up and do stuff for our community. The beer, man, the Floridian. Kind of got, huh? Is it still, tell me how the Floridian, I still see it on everybody's menu when they have beers.
Still number one.
It's crazy.
Yeah, still number one. Hop Gun's a close second. Depends where you are in the market. Yeah, but Hop Gun's a close second.
I crack up that beer, man. It's
yeah,
it really got things started, and then allowed you guys to really do a lot of other different beers, right?
Yeah, I mean that's what Ron, you could talk about it, but that was our first main core beer.
Yep,
back in the lounge,
and then the IPA, and then it just allowed us to do some more fun stuff like peanut butter and jelly beer, maple bacon coffee porter.
I like all the fruity ones that you like. Fruity ones, I know. without Brandon and Carpenter, but they're still good.
I just talked to Brandon yesterday, actually.
He was down here for a couple of days.
For an alumni.
He did come for alumni and had the kids with him. That family's growing up fast. And look what you did. You created a monster. He's got a couple places now.
He is killing it. He is a beast. He's incredibly successful.
Talking about Brandon Fields, former Pro Bowl kicker of the Miami Dolphins. Yeah, he jumped in. You guys became good friends, and he followed you guys around. You couldn't get rid of him even on the holidays for a while.
He was cleaning kegs for us. Yeah,
he jumped in, but he started at a tough time in the industry. I mean, it was a time where, you know, we were at a saturation level of breweries, and he jumped in up in Ohio, and was three or four locations later, he's doing really well.
Yeah,
such a passion for it.
So I got to ask you, and when we get back to your big Saturday coming up, for everybody to go out there, it's free, and there really is. It's fun to hang out and see everybody. It's going to be up there. It's going to be packed and going to be a lot of fun and music and everything else you guys are going to have. So how you doing with this Dolphins team? I'm still trying to get over the whole thing. And you guys as fans, you know, you guys are like 8-9.
Same every year. I'm disappointed, and then about 3 weeks before the season, I'll go, I think we got a chance.
Yeah,
I think this is our thing.
This draft pick's got a chance. I think I talked some guys, think he can come in and play right away.
We fixed our guard problem, and you know, but no, it's I'll never not be a diehard fan. This year was tough.
It was a tough year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Started with I'm just doing the games, but the Skyler thing, just disappointed that, you know, I thought he was ready to play. I was drinking the Kool-Aid when they said he's a backup. I go, and then he must be. And then he got in there and looked like just had no idea what had happened against Seattle. And I went, oh, no, we have a problem.
Yeah.
That was a tough game to watch.
You think that's the biggest thing this year is them getting a backup, like a veteran backup?
It's got to be really high on the priority list because you can't count on Tua staying healthy for 17. Yeah. And, man, you know, for guys, you know, get upset. But, like, and I don't know how much you can change. You're going to get hit.
Yeah.
I wish I could tell you. You know, I don't care if he slides short of a first down.
Sure.
But he's a competitive guy, and he's not going to change. If it's third, he's watching all these guys run in the playoffs. And you keep drives going by being able to run and slide and at the right time, but make sure you get enough and –
I think you can get better at it, and he has, but he's still a competitor. He's going to – if he needs an inch, he's not going to slide.
Right.
I'm not going to lie. I got nervous at the beginning of the season when he started thinning up a little. You know, last season, 2 years ago, he bulked up.
He was
solid. He got rid of the ball quick. He stayed in the pocket, got that contract. And then, he wanted to run. It's in him. He wants to run. So he leaned up, and I got nervous.
I am with you 100% that he got lighter, so he sees whatever. You saw all the playoff teams. I don't need to tell you guys. It got a whole bunch of guys that could run.
Yep.
He's got no time either, so he's got to be able to be a little bit mobile.
Well,
right?
We got to get that fixed.
Yeah.
I think that's number one priority, if you ask me.
Yeah, I'm with you. Matter of fact, we had something that 80% of the fan base said, I know it's not sexy, but we're aboard on the guard and tackle and big bodies in there to look something.
Guard's tough at 13, though. It's so early.
I don't see us taking a pure guard at 13.
A tackle that can go and start at guard or something.
Yeah, tackles are fine, but we could take another position. We've taken safeties in the first round.
Minka
Fitzpatrick we took, and he was good. We didn't keep him, but he is really good for Pittsburgh. So
we should have.
Yeah, and there's probably a few coulda, woulda, shoulda, but yeah, it's
how many years though? 15 years, 20 years that we've been saying, probably 80% of us saying offensive line. So it's not like this is new. We've said offensive line.
Yeah,
it seems
yeah.
like every year it's at the top two or three priorities.
We have drafted the positions, but we have not always hit on those positions, or we can't afford to keep them.
Yeah.
Or we had a really good right guard, and he got a bunch of money to leave. Robert did got he paid and
played
left.
Like his contract though. He played well. He played
good. Yeah, he did. No, listen, physical guy, and, you know, you like to keep those guys. I don't think Chris is ever going to pay guards a lot of money.
Yeah, they don't believe in it.
Right. I think certain positions you go, that's not high on the payroll list, and you go from there. So, yeah. All right, so, hey, let's talk more about Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival.
Yeah.
So just some of the things going on. It's this Saturday.
This Saturday, yeah.
Starts at 12, goes till 8.
This is probably our 14th year doing it. So it's our release of that beer. It gets released once a year, Maple Bacon Coffee Porter. So we'll put that on. I think we have two or three other releases, canned beer releases that we'll do that day. And again, 50 other beers for, there's something for everyone.
So do you two ever look at each other and go, hey, hit a home run on this one, I really like it? Or do you sometimes go, all right, I knew we had to do something new, but I don't know about this one.
Oh, with beers? Yeah, all the time.
There's been a few drain pours.
there's beers that I make to this day that I go, this is disgusting.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah, but other people like, I make, there's a beer called Sweet Potato Casserole that I've been making for 15 years. I've detested it since the first time I tried it.
Well, there goes the sales of that beer.
he cares more about the business.
We are on the air, right?
It's disgusting. Don't buy that one. Buy a different one from us. No, other people like it. It's really popular, and I want to not make it anymore, but other people keep asking me to make it. So no, not all of them are winners to me, but you know, taste is subjective.
Oh, that's funny. I love the trucks out there too to grab the food and every, plus you guys got your own food inside.
We got our own food and we'll do trucks.
Everybody raves about your food up there and stuff. So
we've done some cool things on the outside. We laid down some turf, so it's, you know, more outdoor games, and yeah, it's gonna be fun.
Taking it back.
Yeah,
I think the day you guys decided to take it back. Glad to get it back. Obviously, you're going to take care of it a lot better than people that buy it from you.
Yeah, I think it's also changed, kind of changed with some trends in industry and think outside of beer and look at other type of beverages we could do. And we brought our production back in house. So we you know, as employees, we sat back and saw some things that we could be doing differently. And I think that was kind of the exciting part is, okay, let's get our hands back on it and see if we could, change some things and turn it back around.
Not just beer. We want to do a THC beverage. We want to do, maybe start distilling. So not want to, we will be doing a THC.
So that's coming next. On the priority list of going forward.
That would be, I would hope in the next month or two.
Mid to late March.
Wow. Yeah. That's great. KC and Ryan, thank you guys, man.
Yeah,
and congratulations on everything. If you get a chance, like all the new beers, Funky Buddha's got more coming out. It's this Saturday, Maple Brown Coffee Porter Festival, 12 to 8 p.m. in Fort Lauderdale. By the way, that place got big, man. You got private parties in the back now.
Yeah, we'll be using all those rooms. Too,
everything,
for the
yeah,
everything,
all the
rooms. Take it up. Yeah.
So anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's all free. People want to come out
Well, you got to pay for the beer.
Well, you got to pay for free. That's a good point. Somebody go, I heard you guys say the beers were free. No, they're not.
Pay you to drink the sweet potato casserole.
Yeah, right. Way to kill Well, thank you guys very, very much. I appreciate you guys coming on. Hey, we got more stuff coming up. Kyle Krabs, a host of Locked on Fins podcast, is going to join us next.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2-pound strawberries or 18-ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.